Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today I have a teaching for you, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for our blessings going out, and we thank you for our blessings coming in, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for providing a platform for individuals to come and share what you have given unto them, Heavenly Father. We're asking you today with this ministry, be increased by you and decreased by me. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you, would you continue to show yourself unto us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for divine revelations. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the people who you have healed and those people you are healing. And we thank you for those who are coming out of the storm. We thank you for those going into the storm in order to become better people. Lord, we thank you for the revelation you've given us. We thank you for a great week, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just being there for us and being consistent and being real and helping us to become real within you, Lord. Lord, today I ask that you bless this revelation and ministry that you gave to help uplift, empower, and increase someone's blessings and their life. I'm asking that you bless the Love Lift Us Up radio show, Heavenly Father, to spread abroad where men, women, boys, and girls will know that it is Jesus Christ who saves. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, would you take my thoughts and take the words and the meditation of my spirit, and I'm asking would you use it in a mighty way, not only to uplift the people, but to uplift and magnify you. And once again, Lord, we thank you for all the wisdom and all the knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm still just overjoyed. But today we are going to have a little lesson. And the lesson is entitled, You Do Not Need to Be Rescued. You Are Saved. For God is Coming. And this will be out of Jeremiah 17 and 10, which reads, I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. That's Jeremiah 17 and 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his mighty word. And once again, the title for those of you who are just now joining us, amen and welcome. The title is, You Don't Need to Be Rescued. Amen. You are already saved. God is coming. First of all, I want to remind you that we have many names for Jesus. But for today, I stopped by to tell you that this is what God gave me. And for purposes of this lesson, God wants to be known as the rescuer. And if you look in the Hebrew form of Jesus or Jesus, you will find that Jesus literally means rescue. Throughout life, Jesus rescues us from many situations. He rescues us from dangers, seen and unseen. He rescues us from sorrow, broken hearts, evil intentions, whether it be on our part or someone else's, hell-bound things and people, and sometimes from the snares of this evil world. Whatever category you fall in, Jesus rescues us from many situations. So my question today to myself and to others who are listening and those who are going to listen is, what are you rescued from through the love of God? What has God rescued you from? Now, first of all, the revelation that God gave was that we don't need to be rescued. Amen. And I know that sounds kind of, it sounds kind of direct. But Jesus said that when you are in Him, you're going to go through things within this world. But there's always a purpose for going through these things. But just as things get a little bit out of control, that's when Jesus steps in. Now, speaking of stepping in, amen, praise God, the Hebrew boys found themselves in a dilemma. And if you read Daniel chapter 3 tonight, you will understand about the Hebrew boys, and you will find in many of my messages that I often use these boys, because this is what God gives me in most revelations. God wants you to know that you are measured by your intent with Him. The world sees different things and can categorize, or we can categorize people in many different categories. But God said at the end of the day, what matters most is what was your intent, what was in your heart. He goes on to say that we don't reach perfection until death. But what happens with these Hebrew boys is he goes on to reveal that these boys had been faithful unto him. They were blameless, even in the fire. They refused, as I said before, to follow the king's orders to serve an idol god. They were going to continue to serve the God who had been faithful to them for many years. And although the king ordered these boys in the fire, it appeared that they were finished, they were done, because they were thrown into the fire. Now, anybody who is in a fire can testify and tell you that a fire of flames is hot. There is nothing cold about a fire. Sometimes the temperature in Arizona up in the hundreds feel like hell, but you haven't experienced hell until you feel the flames. So they found themselves in a fire, and looking at these Hebrew boys, if you was with the king, it looked like they were finished. And I could probably imagine how these boys felt, and I could imagine the last prayer that they probably prayed to God before going in. And I could imagine the king saying, now where is your God? You are in the fire and you are about to be burned, and I'm going to turn it up 7 times as hot as it should be. But God allowed these boys to go in the fire. And the question is, why would he allow such a thing? Now, this right here was not as a punishment for these boys, but it was for a purpose. Somebody say purpose. Anytime you go through something, it is for a purpose. Whereas what the world meant for evil, amen, God meant it for good. That's why you have to stay under the ark of God and the ark of safety. So let's go back to the flame. So these boys find themselves, the three Hebrew boys, in the fire, and the fire is hot. I could imagine these boys were sweating. There was no water available that was indicated in the Bible. The intent of the flames is to burn, okay? But God's full intent was to rescue and show that these boys could be rescued by Him and that they were already saved. Because of their faith and because of their obedience, they went through the fire. But as the fire and the heat was turned up, and as the heat is turned up in your life, and as you're in the middle of your storm, all of a sudden there is a peace that surpasses all understanding. So the king looks into this fire, and he looks at these three boys and see that they are not being touched. Well, I threw you in the fire in order for you to burn, but you are still standing there. And by the way, it looks like there is another person in the fire with you. Now, we know that we threw only three boys in the fire, but now that I'm looking, there seems or appears to be a fourth person. So as the king sees that this fire is doing nothing to these three boys, because God is looking at their hearts and he's looking at, the king is looking at their intent, which is to serve God, God goes and saves these Hebrew boys, so they have to let them out of the fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, amen, in Daniel 3 and 28, is quoted as saying, "Praise be to God who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." So you find this king even commending these three boys for being obedient. And this is, God showed me, he said, you can turn any bad situation into a good one, especially when you are grounded in the word of God. So what the world meant for evil, God turned it around for good. And then Jesus goes on to show a visual. We're going in Jonah now. We're turning the corner. Jonah and the whale. Jonah was asked by God to go to a town called Nineveh. Somebody say Nineveh. John found this to be very unbearable because Nineveh had a reputation of being wicked. And Jonah did the opposite of what he was asked to do because of people. And God said sometimes people can be stumbling blocks, but you have to be so grounded in the word where you can jump over those blocks, because you have people who really don't know who God is. You have people who really complain about everything. You have people who don't have a relationship with God, so they'll find anything to come up and destroy God's people, but it's not happening. God said, not today, it's not happening. But Jonah, because of the people, ran away from the Lord. How many of y'all know that we can't run faster than the Lord? I don't care how fast you are. But God sent a violent storm because of the obedience and because of the people who were the stumbling block. They were complaining. God sent a violent storm which threatened to break the ship that Jonah was on into pieces. So these people on the ship threw Jonah in the water because they felt that the storm was there because Jonah's disobedience. And instead of drowning, listen to this, Jonah was swallowed by a great fish, and we call that the whale. And God had ordered this. And I'm sure you're thinking, why did God order Jonah to be swallowed by a whale? Now, let me tell you the revelation of God. When you drown, you die. But when you are swallowed up, you're able to come back up. Anytime that you are, how God put it, whatever, if you eat something bad, okay, and you get sick, it comes up. So God knew that Jonah would still, Jonah couldn't run away from him in a big whale, in other words. That was his holding place. He actually rescued him, but it was an uncomfortable position for Jonah. How many of you know that when we start running away from God and running from our callings, God puts us in uncomfortable places? He don't necessarily throw us into the sea or throw us to an alligator. He puts us in uncomfortable situations, setting us up to be blessed. So Jonah was swallowed by a great fish that was ordered by God. And it was there that he repented. He was inside the belly of this whale. He repented and cried out to God in prayer. We find this in Jonah 2 and 9. Now, Jonah was in this giant fish for 3 days until God ordered the whale to vomit this prophet out. Okay? And so once this prophet came out, he was obedient. Jonah was obedient and went telling the people about God like God had originally told him to, and the city was not destroyed. The point of this particular revelation, dealing with our famous topic of you don't need to be rescued, you are already saved, God is coming, is that, first of all, God commands everything in his creation, from the weather to the well, to carry out his plan. You can't run from God. You can't hide from God, because God will put you in an uncomfortable position where you will have to call on his name. He often warns of his coming, whether it's by weather, whether it's by a prophet, whether it's by a minister, someone close to God, he warns us that he's coming. God can and will provide a supernatural means of rescue for his people. We wonder sometimes, how did you survive that? This world is evil. People complain they're evil. How did you survive that? It was because of God. God rescued me. God rescued us. So God can provide a supernatural means of rescue. And I want to put a pin right there, because right now somebody's thinking, so God's not going to rescue us. No, what God is saying, he said, because of who you are and because of how strong you are in the word of God, the world is going to complain. The world is going to do what they're going to do. But as a child of God, you were chosen because you are strong enough to handle it. It means you're not going to break down. It means you're going to keep trusting in God. It means that God is going to come to your rescue. But God says that you go through things for a purpose and a reason. And he said he will always rescue you. And what the world meant for evil, he said, I turn it into good. And that's the difference between people and God. And God also revealed this in 1 Chronicles 16:22. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. So although Jonah was thrown over, okay, into the sea, he was thrown there, he had a purpose. And that was so that he could, so God can do his mighty work. Everything that we do is ordained by God. The last vision that was given unto me was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And remember our title, you don't need to be rescued. You're already saved. God is coming. Jesus hung for you and I, first of all. Could Jesus have gotten off the cross? The answer is yes. Was Jesus dead? Yes, Jesus was dead to the world, meaning he was dead to sin. There's nobody on this earth with power to kill Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Could his mother Mary rescue him? She probably could, but Jesus wanted to stay there. He didn't need to be rescued. Why? Because what a better person to hang on the cross with all these evil people around. But he had a purpose. And God said, because we're in this world and because we are subjected to ungrateful people, people who don't know God, people who are far from God, people who, you know, their philosophies are different. He said, what better person than someone who knows God? So Jesus was chosen to do this. And God went through the crucifixion, or Jesus went through the crucifixion for a purpose. And we find the purpose to be eternal life, love, and forgiveness of our sins. So my question today, saints, is do we need to be rescued? And God says you're already saved. He's coming, and once he arrives, we all will understand it better by and by. I went on to say, as I was in deep meditation, I teach you this, that God's will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the best that could ever happen. He's the real thing. He's the way maker. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Go on and live within the world, for God knows when to rescue you. If we continue to worry about small things, there is no way we can become the Lord's person God wants us to be. Carry on with the world in love and know that God is on his way. And that means a lot. That means a lot to me. It means a lot to many of the listeners. Because God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I told you a week or so back that any time you say yes to God, the devil is going to come with his claws. He's going to come with all types of things. And you as a Christian have a decision to make. But God said, there's no decision that needs to be made. He said, I'm going to make the decision. And the whole point of it is that God is coming. You don't need to be rescued. You don't need to run like Jonah ran. Because no matter how fast you run, God is faster than all of us. So God says, stay there. He said, for, as Yolanda Adams say, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. There's no need in thinning and proving anything. Because unlike us, God looks at the heart and the intent. And at the end of the day, that is what really matters. And that's from on high. So therefore, I teach you this today. You may not be the individual on the cross. You may not be Jonah who is reluctant to go somewhere. You are who you are, and you have your own things going on. And God said, you don't need to be rescued. He wouldn't have chosen you for such a time if he knew that you couldn't handle it. But he said in this, he said, do not go into battle. Do not trouble anyone, for I shall be in the battle in your stead. So therefore, there's no need in persuading the world when God already knows the intentions of your heart. I hope I bless someone. That is very encouraging, and I'm going to listen to it again. But you have to understand and recognize and have a relationship with God. Because if you don't, you'll go in your own strength, your own willpower, and you'll look around and God is not with you. Okay? Now, let's go over some announcements. I have 8 minutes and 2 seconds, actually. Be sure, and I know that many of you can finish this sentence, to continue to uplift God, your family, and friends by tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, FredaLove. Tomorrow, thus far, you're with me, yours truly, Afrida Love, with a special edition of our health, wellness, and fitness. Wednesday, you're with me again, praying with love. Saturday, we have a very special guest, the lovely Pastor Keys, who is highly anointed, and I'm going to put her bio on my page. Sunday, you're back with me with love again. And I'm going to bring in some other ministers because I know you want to hear some other voices, amen? But for right now, you're going to have to love to hear my voice. But I'm going to bring in some other individuals so that we can obtain some more knowledge. We're adding new features to the show. As I said before, we have visiting ministers online Sunday. I'm scheduling that soon. The speaker's bureau, I would need event planners for speaking or event planners who need a psalmist or psalmist. I'm also going to add the gospel music for one solid hour so you can submit your music. You can contact me on Facebook under ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. My email is also emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists, artists, poets, event planners, authors, writers, actors, actress, event planners, and community leaders. You may email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You may email me your music or you may email me anything concerning your bio. And if you want to come on the show, you can Facebook once again, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashions by Love, FashionsByLove.com by Love is here. So be sure to check that out. In addition to that, we have the Miss Sherry Bronson has an event going on this Saturday in Big D, better known as Dallas, Texas. My good friend from Houston, Texas is having a celebration in the Big H, which is Houston, Texas, the next following week. We have Friday Night Football. Once again, I want to congratulate all of the Stella Awards winners. Be sure to vote. In addition to that, keep checking my Facebook page. Keep telling your friends about the Facebook page as we are getting ready to expand and move the page because I want to have some dialogue. Ministry, there's dialogue involved in ministry, and I want to have some intimate dialogue concerning the love of Jesus Christ. I just want to take this time out to appreciate each and every one of you for supporting this show. The reason why I'm able to add so many things to this show is because, first of all, you have made this possible. It's an honor and a privilege to have individuals who are so grounded and rooted in the Word of God. I'm expecting great things this week. God is good. He's worthy to be praised no matter what. And I just want you to continue to pray for each other, pray for those who are in the hospitals, convalescent homes. I always say that. Pray for your family. Pray for yourself. Pray for your friends. Pray for our schools. Pray for our businesses. Pray for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Pray for this world. Some parts of the world is just evil. Pray for that, and God will make a way for you. Many churches are starting canned food drives, so please, 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 please participate. If you're not affiliated with the church, you're more than welcome to come to 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas, where Dr. Carrie Berkley is our pastor, and we also have Minister Doyce Berkley. But I want you to be sure to, if they're taking up canned goods, be sure to participate in that. Also, I will be reading a flyer. Ministry is giving away free food for different families. They do this every month, and they usually send me the flyer, and they have sent the flyer. So I'll be reading that on tomorrow. In addition to that, my ministry will also donate a few toys to different businesses. And we're looking to, like I said, add a few things. I'm just excited about the ministry. I'm excited about the new magazine that's coming out for the Love Lift Jesus Up show or ministry. And I will keep you updated. So please, please, please be sure to, like I said, I'm going to say it one more time, theblogtalkradio.com/freetolove. You can Facebook me under FREDALOVE or ALFREDALOVE. Once again, I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that you have a good night and a blessed week. And just once again, I can't thank God enough. I can't thank my family enough. I can't thank my friends enough. And be sure to continue to tell your friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. I know I keep saying it, but I want you to keep thinking about it, okay? So if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Remember, you're with me on tomorrow, and on Wednesday you're with me. Then we have Pastor Keys on Saturday. So thank you so much. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Goodbye, everybody.